WTSQ 88.1 FM, the status quo.
Welcome. Today we are talking with Grace Lawson, who is the Community Coaching and Communications Coordinator for West Virginia Community Development Hub, and Maeve Davis, who is a local community organizer, about the Building Community Resilience and Narrative Power on the West Side initiative and the upcoming documentary Owning Our Future, set to debut soon. Welcome to WTSQ, Grace and Maeve. So glad that you have taken the time to join us today.
Thank you.
All right, let's start with you, Grace. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself so we can get to know you and your journey to becoming a community coaching and communications coordinator for the West Virginia Community Development Hub?
Sure. I started this job at the Hub a year and a half ago after working with a creative studio for 5 years. And at that job, I really honed my skills as a producer and got pretty good at organizing creatives. And during that time, I was also plugging into my community by hosting house concerts, organizing events with the arts community in Fayetteville. And I also joined the team that plans Fasnacht in Helvetia every year. So I learned a lot about working with community groups and getting projects done. So the Hub was kind of a natural next step in my career, and I've really enjoyed working with people all throughout Southern West Virginia on community development, and now I get to help share their stories as the communications coordinator at the Hub.
Maeve, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became involved with the Building Community Resilience and Narrative Power Initiative on the West Side?
You sure you got time for all that?
We certainly do. We'd love to hear it.
All right. Well, I'll start first with, I guess, how I become a community organizer. By accident, around 2016 sometime, it was a pretty big political election. But for me, there was more of a call to action, like, what can we do as individuals, sort of standing up in our community? And so started back way, you know, back in 2016, 2017. Over that time, you know, I also had some skills in accounting and bookkeeping and things like that. And I started to sort of help out some of the nonprofits I would volunteer with. I started to help them with accounting and bookkeeping type stuff. And then eventually that work led me to learn about cooperatives, and that work kind of married political organizing with business development. And I was like, this is where I need to be. So that's sort of what I do now as a cooperative developer. You know, we do things like organization building, teaching folks how to like make democratic decisions together. And that's sort of how I came into the work with West Side Together. You know, there was a community collaborative initiative going around, and that project needed some facilitation services to keep the collaborative thriving and folks coming back and wanting to collaborate and engage with each other. That's where I started connecting with Grace. And there's been this initiative to tell the story of the West Side of Charleston, a place full of, you know, awesome people doing great work, revitalizing that community. Welcome to be like a part of that work, joining a bunch of others on the West Side who've been doing this work, you know, decades before I even thought about doing it. So that's one of the cool things about this documentary project, being able to hear and see folks tell their own stories about the work they've been doing.
Grace, can you tell us a little bit about the background and the purpose of the West Virginia Community Development Hub and the Accelerate West Virginia program?
Yeah, I'm happy to. The West Virginia Community Development Hub, or the Hub for short, because that's a lot of words, is a nonprofit based in West Virginia. We work alongside communities who seek our support to help build local capacity, leadership, access resources they need, and further projects with local support. Part of our work also involves policy and partnership work to help reduce barriers to community development. And then Accelerate specifically is one of the Hub's coaching programs that is focused on the southernmost counties of West Virginia. And throughout Accelerate's two cohorts, we are working with 16 communities. The West Side of Charleston is one of those. Each community in the program receives $45,000 of technical assistance funding. So that can be used on soft costs, nothing in construction. And then they end the program with an actionable plan that we call an economic resilience plan to help aid the teams in future work to help build a more resilient economy. And then they also get coaching services and help build leadership and do team building to help folks stick together in the work for as long as they can.
Grace, what have been some of the key accomplishments highlighting the community building work that's happening on the West Side thus far?
I think I'm going to let Mavery speak to most of this because I didn't coach on the West Side. I really just started working with these folks on the documentary, and it's been incredible and I've learned so much. But I can say that the documentary is highlighting the incredible leadership on the West Side, and that's why things are changing and that's why the neighborhood is growing. I'll let Maeve talk about the Accelerate accomplishments and highlights.
As Grace mentioned, through the Accelerate program, is correct me if I'm wrong, but it was a 2.5-3 year program.
2-year planning program, yeah.
It just felt like an extra year, but it's been a 2-year program where representatives of representing the West Side community, myself representing West Side Together. Then there were others from like city council, like Jennifer Farr, pastors of local churches, like Bishop Haley, Darrell Miller with Keep Your Faith Corporations, several, bunch of people I can't even name. But over these couple of years, we traveled with the hub to all of the communities to do like training and education and learning about community economic development, solar energy, all kinds of different ways we can improve the community. And to Grace's point, it was mostly for us to really build relationships with each other. With that 45,000 technical assistance, what our team decided to do was actually to focus that on a disaster resiliency plan. You can consider that a component of the overall economic resiliency plan. But in 2023, there was a pretty big gas and water outage on the West Side. And it highlighted, a lot of gaps in, service and folks being able to sort of be made whole when an emergency like that happens. And so the Accelerate West Side team worked with Dr. Summer Hartley over this past year to organize community partners that would respond to disasters and community members to put together a comprehensive disaster resiliency plan that right now we're working on organizing those partners to really make that plan actionable. So we've done the work of like getting that plan on paper, but the real work ahead is how do we really implement that and help that plan to live, in real life, as a community.
How has some of this work impacted you as a resident of the West Side?
I mean, for me personally, this work has allowed me to grow into leadership and to step up in the be the leader that, I've been called to be. Without this work coming up and it being so important, like for a long time, I felt out of place being an accountant, working in like accounting firms and things like that, and not really feeling like I fit in. I've always, wanted to do something about injustices that people like myself and people like a lot of people that live on the West Side, a lot of barriers. I want to do something to, I didn't want to just complain about things. I wanted to do something about it. And all the work that's been going on over the past decade or more on the West Side has offered me an opportunity to like step in to that leadership. And, it's programs like, Accelerate that offer some funding, the West Side Together Project, working closely with a private foundation, the McGee Foundation, providing me actual salary, to do community organizing work, which, when I started 8 years ago, that didn't exist. I was doing it all for free. But now, being able to take all those skills that I learned political organizing and able to use them and be compensated for them to do community economic development work has truly just been a blessing. It allows me to use all the skills that I've got educated for, you know, in college, you know, in my undergrad in accounting, but also use, you know, what's more natural to me, my voice and how I'm able to build relationships with people and help move towards, you know, I've always been like a coach or, you know, I've always been that guy on the football team that was like cheering everybody on. Like, even if I wasn't on the field, I was up cheering for people. And I really get to do a lot of that in this work is just cheer for people out there trying to make a difference.
Well, what are some of the other community organizing and enrichment activities that you're working on here in Charleston?
West Side Together Project, which that's a community collaborative that meets four times a year, so once a quarter, bringing partners, you know, across all sectors. And in addition to that, we organize focus area implementation teams. So, you know, we've got one team that's been sort of up and running for about the last 3 years, housing, ownership, and repair team. And so, you know, that's a group of partners that all focus on housing, you know, roof repairs, rebuilds, things like that. And, you know, they work on coordinated projects to help make that stuff more accessible to the community. Another team we're working on is this, which we intend on launching. That team in 2026 would be the small business support team. Similar feel. We're organizing partners that focus on providing support to small businesses and in a way that they can do that in a coordinated way to be more impactful. And then another team is the family and community engagement team. And then, of course, we need to have a team around disaster resiliency planning. Otherwise, I find it that it'll be very difficult to, you know, there's a lot of high power partners, you know, directors of, like, say, local clinics and other nonprofits and stuff. It's hard to, those folks are so busy. You really need somebody dedicated to facilitating them, like coming in space and working together. So that those are a few of the things that we're looking to expand on, really just our community organizing work and just continuing the model of how West Side Together really came about, which was just direct conversations with residents, direct conversations with folks actually providing the services and really asking them, like, what do you need to be more effective? And how can we continue to do that in a coordinated way together long term?
Grace, could you tell folks how they can learn more about the Building Community Resilience and Narrative Power on the West Side and get involved?
The first and most important thing that you can do is come to the premiere of the West Side documentary called Owning Our Future on December 14th at 2 p.m. at the Second Avenue Center on the West Side. I sent Shannon a poster, so we should have a visual if that happens on the radio somehow. And then you can also visit WVHUB.org and learn more about the work that the Hub is doing all over the state. And then if you come to the premiere of the documentary on December 14th, you will learn more ways to get involved on the West Side.
So show up and you will find out. How long is the documentary?
It's only going to be about 10 minutes. So at the watch party on December 14th, we'll show it three separate times in two different rooms. And then we're going to have a Q&A after each screening with folks who are involved with making the film.
Maeve, as we're wrapping up today, what advice would you have for our listeners today? And how could somebody connect with you?
Advice I would have for listeners would be to just show up, like you just said. And all of the work that I do and have done over the years, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing most of the time, but I was sincere about showing up and contributing like the best of what I had to offer. So just show up and do your best and the rest will work itself out. And don't be transactional. Build real relationships with people and make sure you're building something that has a strong foundation. And if you do that, any issues or conflicts that may come up, you will find yourself in a better position to be able to navigate it. How you can reach me or about the work that I'm doing, you can go to westsidetogether.org if you want to learn about the disaster resiliency plan. Same website, westsidetogether.org/disaster. If you want to learn about the housing, same thing, westsidetogether.org/housing. And then you can also, if you want to look up some of the business economic development work that we're doing, New Economy Works West Virginia. That's the website is newwv.coop. It's newwv.coop.
And for folks who may have just tuned in today, Grace, one last time, can you tell us about Owning Our Future and how people can see this film?
You can see Owning Our Future on December 14th at 2 p.m. at the Second Avenue Center on the west side of Charleston.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Maeve. It was so great to talk with both of you today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
WTSQ 88.1 FM, the status quo.